So we're going to give our 8 minutes of action here in the fourth quarter. Good game. I mean, it's better really watching it than that score. In Tom, I mean, Haynes is playing their hearts out. They're just not getting the shots. Petersburg's defense is just, and I've heard it all along. Dino always drags them up how their defense is, and he's not kidding. You know, they win the ball. You know, they get to win the scoring battle, but they hold their opponents to minimal shots,
to low scores. Yeah,
yeah. No, they don't allow them to have second shots, and that's as big, you know, boxing out and making sure that they only limit them to one shot, and always contesting every shot, playing just hounding man-to-man defense. And is Haynes still in the zone defense, Braden? I can't remember. We'll have to check it out here.
Yeah, I think. I don't know.
They played a 2-3 defense the whole first half. Looks like they are.
Yep.
Yeah, so they're a zone defensive team. So Petersburg with the ball on their own side now.
Looks like Maddie Parker is now in the game, too, for Petersburg. As Kylie Wallace has it on the right three-point line. Back up to Chandler on the top, over to Ruby. She'll shoot the three, couple feet out of three-point line, too, and she'll hit that. She's like, no problem.
Okay. Swinton coming up across the center line. So we got Swinton, Bradford, Wangiat, Cowart, and Larson in the game for Pete Haynes right now. Swinton on the left wing. Passes it across court to Bradford. Bradford goes on the right side, tries feeding it in to Cowart, and no good.
Looks like Emma Chase wound up with the ball.
Stolen away by Ice. And she takes a 15-footer from the right side, high off the glass, and no good.
Nice defense pretty much all around it.
That Ice reminds me of the same player that Emma Chase is.
Yep.
All over the
definitely
place.
Definitely on defense, yeah.
Definitely a defense fast player. She's all over the place.
As Emma Chase has it on the right wing, up to Maddie, over to Kylie on the left wing. Kylie gets it over to Ruby and tipped pass by Brittany Bradford, but Petersburg will get it back.
Just barely.
Kylie Wallace now has it, waiting for everyone to readjust. Dribble around on the top. She'll get it up to Ruby. Flashes middle, but Ruby drives in herself. Gets it to Kylie on the baseline there. Kylie will drive in. Try to kick it out to
Aaron
Strickland.
But Janae Larson comes down with it.
Short pass.
Putting her head to Bradford. Tries to feed it in to Cowart. No, to Larson, I mean. Kicks it back out to Bradford, who kicks it over to Swinton. Gets a screen. Takes a long three contested by Emma Chase, who knew she followed her right away.
Okay. So she'll get three free throws.
Why three?
Didn't she shoot a three on that?
I think she was inside the three-throw line.
Oh.
I think she was just inside.
I don't know.
Makes one. Let's count.
Guess we'll see. Practice our math.
How many fouls now? Three fouls. Team fouls, that is.
Oh, she'll That's get two. Three. Three free throws.
You're sharp as a marble, Braden.
Yeah.
That's a good one, Joe.
Wait, marbles aren't that sharp, though.
Ooh, geez. Man, and he's going to high school next year. He's catching on.
I was just, like, going with it for a second, then I realized.
Makes two out of the three free throws. Swinton does, so Petersburg gets the rebound.
Madison Parker will bring it up the middle. Gets it over to Ruby, back up to Maddie. Maddie kicks it over to Emma, over to Chandler, over to Kylie in the corner. Kicks it up to Ruby. They're swinging it around now. Gets it over to Emma. She'll kick it back over to Ruby in the corner. Ruby gets it in the middle to
nice
Maddie.
Nice pivot by Maddie.
She kind of, nice pivot.
Just rolled on her ball of her foot and just laid it right up there. Got a 30-second timeout called by Haynes, and looks like Petersburg's going to make a group of substitutions. 49-19, 30-point lead for Petersburg. It's probably about time to put the subs in, huh? Who are you waving at? Is there a girl over in the stands over there? Right?
Yeah, there's a couple of them.
You're supposed to be concentrating on the game, Brayden.
They're in timeout.
No, but you get some stats. You talk about something. Yeah, you got a concentrate.
What do you want to talk about here?
I don't know. Well, how's the game going?
It's going good.
Yeah. So as, I got to know, as people asking you for your autograph in school yet, saying that since you're a famous radio announcer now?
No.
No? Is it getting you any dates?
No.
No?
No.
Jeez. What do you think of that, Tom? We're going to have to pump him up more. Hey, who was on the radio late this afternoon?
Pat Murray moved into town a few weeks ago, bought a house in town, and then stopped in and said he's been listening ever since he came to town. He loved it, and he heard that we had volunteers, so he came in.
So next time you bring him in, if we tell him how to say my name. I heard.
Well, he had some troubles.
My wife said he called Braden Brandon. Or
Yeah.
Yeah, he had some issues. Yeah, she said she couldn't even repeat how she pronounced my name. That's okay. The rest of you all day.
It's not the first. It's not the first time.
I got tired of hearing my name on the radio yesterday. All right, Haynes has got the ball out of his bounce on the side court here. Swinton brings it into Bradford. Coming around the right wing, passes it off to Zano. Zano's in the game now, looking for somewhere to go. Prison swings it back around to Swinton. Gross giving her a rebound, screen there, and she puts one up from the three-point land. Rebound to Zano. Zano puts it back up, no good. Coming back into Coward. Destiny had the rebound, puts it back up. And that's something that Haynes has been lacking. That's why the score is what it is. They've been lacking the putback shots.
But that was an and-one.
This is an and-one now.
Bucket and the foul.
The basket went in?
Yeah.
Oh, it must have just rolled in, huh?
It didn't roll in.
Is that Coward?
Yes. Destiny Coward with the and-one now. And that's off the rim, no good. Looks like that went out of Sydney.
Off of a Swinton.
It went off Sydney.
No, because her hand hit it at the last second.
Okay.
Trust me. I
the ball don't lie, right. Your call here, Braden.
Josie Cruz has it now on the left wing. Gets it into Dana Kernbick at the free throw line. Kicks it over to Courtney, and she'll put one up, and that's blocked by
somebody in the other.
Autumn Gross.
But Bradford bringing it all the way herself and puts it up on the right-hand side, and she was fouled in the act of shooting.
Almost got another and-one there. She almost made that.
That almost rolled in, yep. So Brittany at the line, shooting two. First one's up and good.
Score is 49-22. 4 minutes, 22 seconds left in the fourth quarter.
Second one's also good. So Bradford makes both her free throws.
Katie will bring it up and kick it over to Courtney, back to Katie, over to Josie, back to Katie on the top, into Adana. Nice pass to Josie, who cuts in. And
nice
move by Josie, and she'll get the
good ball movement there.
Short jump shot, yeah. Josie kind of just, she passed her and cut at the right time, and she found her.
Oh, Gross tries reeling in and is tied up by Brock. Brings it back out. Wasn't a full tie-up. Swinton with the ball outside. Swings it over the left wing to Bradford, who puts it up. No good. Rebound to stolen away by Zanow. Zanow puts it up and good.
Yeah, rebound by Sydney there, and then she kind of snuck in there and
Kelsey
took it from
her. Took it out from her.
So this, when the guys played in Wrangell for homecoming, the Petersburg guys, varsity, they only had a final score their first night of, they only had about 30 points, so the girls almost have double that.
Yeah. Well, those were some exciting games, though. Did you listen to any of them games in Wrangell this weekend, Tom?
I did, yeah. They were really good games.
There were some good games there, yeah.
Really close at the end, too.
Yeah, Braden was over there. It was pretty exciting. He said that it sounded like the gym was packed.
Oh, yeah.
And it's got that streaming. It's amazing.
Well, it's a great rivalry.
Yeah.
It is a.
Do we stream the games from here?
Yes.
We do?
Yeah.
That's nice. Yeah, it was pretty neat watching them on the computer there. I was watching it on, went to Petersburg Motors, and...
you should see, it's probably A.J. Erickson down below.
But it was a really clear picture I saw when I went to Petersburg Motors, and they were streaming the JV game, and Fredrickson had it up on the screen there, and on his, feeding off his computer on a bit regular TV, and it was like watching a game on TV, you know, on live.
So for Petersburg, they have all the starters sitting down. They have Jasmine Omer, a freshman in the game, and also Holly Davis, another freshman, Sydney Guthrie, Katie Brock, and Ricky Lewis.
And Ice gets the ball in the left wing, pitches it over to Hamilton. Haynes has got Hamilton, Ice on it, Bradford. Michaela Krager and who else is in the game here? Tulsi Zenow is in the game. That's the Haynes team on the floor right now. Yeah. Way to go, Dino. 2:42 to go, and you're ahead by like 30 points. You put the subs in now. don't risk the lead, Dino.
Just want to make sure.
Just don't risk the lead, Dino. Yeah. Greedy.
Well, hopefully there's no injuries later in the season.
Oh, nice move by Bradford. That was inside the three-point line. That'll hurt him because those players need some playing time, you know. A couple injuries and you don't have the guys with some experience playing time, it'll hurt during come tournament time.
Yeah, I think Emma had an injury earlier in the season.
Yeah, she missed the first couple of games with an ankle.
Yep. As Jasmine Omer drives in, kicks out to Maddie. Maddie over to Katie, over to Ricky on the right side. Back up to Katie, over to Ricky on the three-point line. That's up and good. And they'll count that as a two as she just 1 foot on the line there,
yeah.
Barely.
Haynes coming back up the court here. Zanow's got the ball at the tip of the key, calling out a play. Looks like play number one. Let's see what that is. Brings over on the left side to Bradford, who takes a shot just inside the three-point line. Now goes, and Petersburg gets the rebound.
Katie Brock with the rebound. She'll dribble down the floor. Nice defense,
Ice. Ice tried faking her out and going back after the ball and just about got her.
Yep. As Katie Brock has it now, over to Jasmine. Think about the jumper,
Hamilton guarding Jasmine.
Jasmine misses.
Rebound Ice. Pitches it over to Ice, Zoe.
Yep.
Hamilton bringing the ball up. On the right side, over to Bradford. Nowhere to go. Down dribble to the right side, looking for somebody to pass the ball. Gets it into Hamilton. Long pass.
Holly Davis will get it, and she'll bring it all the way down the floor herself, and just at the last second, stolen by Ice.
Huh. Oh. Who was that?
Tulsi Zenow.
Zenow?
She put a mid-range jumper up and hit it.
15 footer is in for Zenow. Petersburg with the ball.
Maddie at the top of the three-point line gets it over to Ricky. Ricky all alone will shoot the jumper. No good.
Ricky's not afraid to shoot the ball, is she?
Huh?
Zanow gets the ball. No, that's Bradford, sorry. Bradford scoops it up, puts the ball up, and gets a two-point foul, missed the shot.
Looks like Maddie tried to...
Was it Maddie foul? That's a seventh team foul. Yeah. Holy smokes, we got a lot of fouls this half by Petersburg.
Tried to go straight up, but kind of...
Who's 33, Braden?
33 is Holly Davis.
Holly Davis.
Yeah, she's a freshman.
Freshman?
Yeah.
She been on vacation?
Yeah. She went to...
somewhere where there's sun, I can tell you that.
I think it was either Mexico or Hawaii.
Lucky dog. She has, the reason I say that, she has color. She looks like she might even be a little sunburned, if nothing else.
So looks like Katie has it now on the baseline. She'll drive in and put one up, and that's good with 15 seconds left on the clock.
Haynes will bring the ball up. Zanow has the ball. Loses the handle on it to...
Steal Ricky.
Ricky Lewis. Ice gets the ball back. Tries bringing it up to Zanow. Zanow puts it up. No good. Rebound Hamilton. Hamilton puts it up on the baseline off the rim and no good.
That's
the game. 55-31. Petersburg wins tonight. Lots of defense, but Haynes did get some scoring in the second half, so.